Good morning, everyone. It's 5:51 on Tuesday, the 21st of December. It gets easier to count when you know that the 25th is Saturday. I can't think why I know the 25th is Saturday. Anyway, I thought I'd record a quick audio boo early this morning. Two reasons. One, I've got a few minutes to kill, because we're on the Polar Express timetable once again on the trains this morning, which means that the train I'm aiming to catch will be slightly later than normal, and I couldn't be bothered with faffing trying to change alarm clocks and so on and so forth. I just figured I'd leave the alarm at the same time and just have a few more minutes to sit in bed and drink my coffee, which is exactly what I'm doing while I'm recording this audio boo. I'm sat in bed and I have a cup of coffee. The rest of that coffee is in a flask in the side pocket of my backpack, because I think there's nothing worse than being stuck on a railway station somewhere that doesn't have a coffee shop and not being able to get a warm drink. So I have my flask of coffee to keep me warm in all eventualities. Actually, that sounds a bit odd, so forget that, scratch that last comment. I also thought I'd see if I recorded this now and uploaded it, whether Will and Maria were still up. And also, it possibly will catch Alex if he's up at 3 a.m. again. Not a good time to be awake. I know how that feels, so if you are Alex, hopefully this is giving you something to listen to. I've got quite a quiet day at work today, so depending on what the weather does, because it seems to be all over the shop at the moment. As I said last night, it was raining quite hard here, which means most of the snow is gone, but further north, there is still plenty of snow around. So on the sort of way up to London, plenty of snow on the ground, which is why we're still on the Polar Express timetable. Which means tomorrow, when I'm supposed to go to London, I'm not sure whether my meeting's still going to be on or whether that will be cancelled. I think we'll need to make a decision today about that. Either way, doesn't really matter. It just means not having to get on a train and go to London kind of mid-morning for a sort of lunchtime meeting, and then try and struggle all the way back to the office for another meeting in the afternoon. We'll see, anyway. Otherwise, I just finished Christmas shopping, got some presents to wrap for Anne. I've also got some presents lost in the post somewhere for her, so I'm kind of hoping that they turn up in the next few days. I noticed that Amazon are now sending emails out saying, if you'd like to cancel your order, you may do so, you know, even though it's been dispatched, blah-de-blah-de-blah. I just wish, you know, they'd been honest about it in the first place and said, really sorry, despite the fact that you ordered this on the 8th of December, we might not be able to get it to you in time for Christmas, when the predicted delivery date was the 10th. So, you know, I think, 14 days, you know, 3 weeks should be enough time. I'm not sure where this book is coming from. Oh, shouldn't have said it was a book. I hope she doesn't listen to this. Where this thing is coming from. But I would have thought it was only somewhere else in the UK. And even given the current weather conditions, that should be plenty of time to get from the warehouse to here. But obviously not. And then there are 3 other parcels out there somewhere, all of them supposedly capable of being delivered in time for Christmas, but I've seen no sign of them, so not quite sure where they are, what's going on. Just have to wait and see. They'll either turn up or they won't. I'm fingers crossed that they do, but you know, if they don't, they don't, and there's not a lot I can do about it, so we'll just see what happens there. And then that's it. Friday, last working day until the 4th of January. I have to say I'm quite envious of Will having nearly three whole weeks off. I know how hard teachers work, so I know it's not undeserved, but I'm still envious anyway. Sorry, guys. You know, 3 weeks off. Oh, yes, please. I could do with that, seriously. But that kind of then screws my leave quota for the year. I've got a couple of weeks booked in March, as usual. We normally have at least a week away in March around my birthday. But and cunningly enough, the company we stayed, or company we had the cabin from back in October, sent me a 2011 brochure yesterday, which I did open but have resisted looking at, purely because I know I'd probably go straight to the website and book, and that's the easy thing to do, and I'm not sure I want to do the easy thing, if that makes sense. Anyway, holiday in March, potentially. Not quite sure where yet, but, you know, there is one company in the running, I guess. Yeah, and then it's Christmas, and who knows what we're doing. We stocked up grocery-wise last night, so if we get snowed in, we'd be alright probably until New Year, although we might run out of alcohol, chocolate and coffee, which is potentially worrying. But otherwise, fresh fruit, veg, meat, we're fine for, I think. just the essentials that we might run out of. Yeah, so roll on Friday, I say. And I hope wherever you are, you're having a good day so far. And I'll speak to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.